Good morning. Welcome to Minds of Goddess. I'm Valeska. Oh my gosh, I have not recorded for you guys in a long time. I was literally in the process of moving out of my apartment, packing up the apartment and moving, and then my son and I both got really sick, first with a cold virus and then a stomach flu. It was a horrific month, and trying to move out of that apartment at the same time as being sick and taking care of both of us was not an easy task. So I had zero time to record for you, and I'm so sorry, but I am back and I'm really pumped because I've got exciting things to share with you. In today's episode and in the next few episodes, I am sharing with you stories that I shared on my social media and in my private Facebook group called May Cause Happiness and Miracles. And the reason that I am sharing this with you or sharing these stories with you is because they have a really important message that I would like for you to hear. So as you listen to these stories that I've turned into audio files, please keep in mind that they were originally stories on social media, so the quality may not be the best. But I am going to go ahead and share that one of the stories with you right now. And in this story, I talk about the importance of keeping faith and believing that we are always being supported in whatever it is that we desire, even when we don't see that anything is happening, that whatever we are praying for or wanting is happening. Whether you believe in God or not, or whether you believe in just this universal power, or whether you believe in the divine source within you, whatever your spiritual belief is, the point of this story is to remember that one should keep the faith. One should continue to believe and never stop believing in whatever it is that one desires, because the universe, God, or whatever it is that, or whoever it is that you turn to for support, even if it's within just yourself, you have to have faith. You have to always believe that things are possible. And usually when you don't see anything happening is when something actually is happening, when there is a really great plan being made for you that is going to benefit you somehow. So just listen to the story that I shared on social media. I'm going to go ahead and play the audio file for you now. And it's a really great message, and I hope that you enjoy it. I love you guys, and take care. Good morning, everyone. I hope you had a great night of sleep. So I want to talk a little bit about trusting the process. I know what it feels like when you pray constantly for a certain outcome and that thing doesn't happen. Or if you aren't someone who prays, you hope for something to happen and it just doesn't happen. And you put all of your mind power to making something happen, or you pray like crazy for something to happen or not happen, and it happens anyway. And then you think to yourself, okay, well, I thought that God had my back, I thought that I had control over the situation, but apparently I don't, because it's not working out. I got a different result than what I expected. When this happens, it is so important not to lose faith. It is so important that you keep believing that everything is going to work out to your advantage. And sometimes we don't understand why certain things happen. We don't understand why certain things don't happen. And we just don't understand why a certain outcome occurs when you were hoping for something different. It's hard to understand that sometimes. And this is why it is so important to trust the process. And sometimes you will find out later on, okay, this is why it didn't work out. This happened. Or, okay, this is why it didn't work out. That happened. But that doesn't always happen. Sometimes you won't have answers. Sometimes you won't see what is being cooked up for you, what the higher plan is. You won't see it. You won't see it happening, and you won't know what it was until a later time. So this is why it's so important to trust the process. And I know, like right now, a lot of my friends have lost homes because of the hurricane, or they have lost power. And it's absolutely horrible, 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 horrible to go through something like that. And I know that I have some friends that are thinking, okay, well, why did this happen? I pray that God would protect our home. I pray that God would protect us. Why did this happen? And maybe now some of these friends of mine are doubting God, for example. And the thing is, but you're alive. I know it's horrible to lose your things. It's horrible to lose your home that you invested your time into and your money into and your memories and everything beautiful about having that home is gone now. That's absolutely horrible. It's a horrible experience to have to go through. And I'm so sorry for my friends who have gone through that. But try to look at it this way. Excuse me. Try to look at it this way. You're alive. You're healthy. You're still here. And maybe that was the way God protected you, is to keep you and your friends and your family members alive. So the home is gone. The electricity gone is gone. The water is gone. But you are alive and your loved ones are alive. And no one can take away your memories. No one can take away the memories that you have in that home or the memories you have with certain material things. No one can take that away. That you will always have. So during this really difficult time, those of you who have lost your homes, the things that you love, or you're without electricity, I know right now is a really difficult time to say, hey, this sucks really bad, but thank God that I'm healthy. Thank God that I'm alive. And thank God that my friends and family are alive. I know it's a hard time to say that right now, but try to look at it that way, just to give you a little bit of peace about the whole situation, just to make it a little bit easier to deal with. And you can apply this with anything else in life, not just that, but this is the most talked about scenario right now, going on right now in people's lives, and that's why I mention it. But this can be applied to anything in your life. Is okay, and I want you to know that I'm coming from a place, a genuine place of knowing what these things feel like. So I've never lost my home to a hurricane, but I've lost my possessions. I've had to give up my possessions. I've lost a lot of things that were important to me. My mom, when I was a little girl, our house was in a had a fire. There was a fire, and I have no baby pictures of me. I have like maybe two baby pictures of me, and I wasn't even a baby in them. I was like 2 years old in these pictures. So I don't even have one baby picture of me. I don't even know what I look like as a baby. So I know what it's like to be in a situation where you lose things that are of value to you. I know what that feels like. And I'm really sorry for those who have experienced that. But I think the only way that you can find any peace whatsoever in a situation is to say, hey, but at least I'm alive and my family members, my friends are alive. Thank God for that. Or if you don't believe in God, just thank you for that. You know, it's a good thing that they are and that you are alive. So I understand. I get it. I really, really do get it. I just don't want you to continue to go down this road of, you know, sustainless depression from losing everything that is so important for you, of value, because that materialistic value. I don't want you to go down this depressing road and just kind of stay there, get stuck there. I would like to try to help you to get out of that. And just know that I know what you are going through. I understand. I understand. I understand. But how we look at a situation really impacts the outcome. It really makes a significant difference in how we deal with certain things. And the only way to really start fresh and to move forward from something like this is to try to change our mindsets a bit and try to look at the good in the situation. Try to look at the good in this bad situation. And I've experienced a lot of things in life that have been really difficult. I've lost someone that I've loved to death. He died. I've lost things that were important to me. I've lost things that were really valuable to me. So I know what it feels like when your world just comes crashing down on you and it feels like it's the end. It feels like you can't even breathe. You can't walk. You can't think. You don't want to eat.
you ask yourself, you ask God, how can I even move on from this? How can I move on? I don't feel like I can. Well, you just somehow pick yourself up. You pick yourself up and you keep going. You just do it. You just do it. You don't have a choice. If you want to move forward and get out of this, you just keep going. I love you guys, and I hope you have an awesome day.